Just Energy with naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise. We have learned from Einstein's theories that matter and energy are one. Physicists believe that all systems in nature have their own particular way of vibrating. From the swing of a pendulum to the waves in the ocean to the light that brightens the sky each day, each of these oscillates at its own unique rate. In the same way, things such as rocks and minerals vibrate very slowly and at speeds that are imperceptible to us. Living things such as plants, animals, and man vibrate faster and appear to be alive. The same holds true for every thought, feeling, event, or word we speak. Each has its own frequency or rate of vibration. What many of us don't realize is if we take everything in our own universe down to its simplest form, it is all just energy. Join Dr. Rita as she explores questions such as, what are we made of? Why do we get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? Call in and talk to her and her thought-provoking guests. Send us your questions and get the help you need to move beyond any obstacle or challenges that may be affecting your life, right from the source. So stay tuned and explore your possibilities.
Hi, and welcome to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a very interesting show tonight. Two very distinct people talking about two completely different topics, but I think they're both going to be fascinating. I just want to make an announcement early in the show. Next week, we're going to be starting our series in support of the Edge Life Expo, which is November 9th through 11th in Minnesota, one of my favorite places. And we will be having guests, Sriram Ka and Kira Ka, next week, Echo Bodine in 2 weeks, and Danyon Brinkley, yes, you heard it right, Danyon Brinkley here on the show, November 2nd, all before the Edge Life Expo. And if you are in the Minnesota area or planning to be in the Minnesota area, listen to the show because we are giving away free tickets to the expo. And then you can come see me, which is very cool. Anyway, so our first guest tonight is Dr. Eldon Taylor. And Dr. Taylor confronts the issues that prevent people from having what they say they want in his new bestseller, Choices and Illusions. He is the author of 5 books dealing with the subject of subliminal communication and is the inventor of the patented technology known as whole brain or inner talk or the Taylor method. His work takes the law of attraction one step further by addressing the subconscious or hidden elements in our psyches that sabotage our success and gives simple, effective methods to create positive changes in our lives. So please, welcome to the show, Dr. Eldon Taylor from choicesandillusions.com. Hi, Eldon. Can I call you Eldon? Is that okay?
Oh, please do that. Is it all right if I call you Rita?
Hello? Oh, there you are.
It's excellent. You call me Eldon. Is it all right if I call you Rita?
It's perfect.
All right, good. Thank you for inviting me on this show.
Well, you know, those doctors cancel out, so.
Well, and every time there is a great movie that probably everybody has seen. It is a comedy, Steve Martin comedy, where, you know, all the doctors of the Soviet Union, they're gathered in this tent affair, and it's doctor, 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 doctor. It really gets to be kind of a joke. I don't know. I believe in not taking yourself too seriously, and I'm convinced that there's a lot of truth to the old story or the joke, if you will, that you go to school to get your BS, and everybody knows what BS is. And then you get your MS, and, well, that's just more of that S. And then you get your PhD, and that's pilot higher and deeper. So with that humility, I am Eldon, first, last, and always, please.
Well, okay, Eldon. So one of the things in your intro is you talk about the law of attraction. And, you know, we've done a lot of talk about The Secret and the law of attraction on this show. And I think it's interesting that you bring your work kind of into that topic as well, but you really look at it from a very different perspective, don't you?
I do, and I do that for a couple of reasons. First of all, I am convinced absolutely from my life experience, from my research, from everyone that I have interfaced with, that you can manifest something by seeing it happen, by visualizing it, by holding that image, by imaging it through additional means such as a photograph or a picture out of a magazine, building scrapbooks, etc., in all the ways that you're told in The Secret that you can do that. You can do that. The problem is, and many people have done that, how do you keep it? And does it make me happy? Now, those two questions were, you know, what really changed my career, because there was a time in my life that I had all of the so-called accoutrements that someone would think would make you happy. There were the things that I had been raised to believe would make me happy. I had my new Lincoln, and I had my racing stable, and I had my rental units, and I had my business that owned businesses, and I had my criminology practice, lie detection investigation agency. I was at the top of my field, and so for all intent and purposes, if you just looked, you would think, well, this person's got everything except a life. He didn't have a life. His relationships didn't work. He was bitter and angry and cynical and suspicious. Everything that Maslow would describe as failing to self-actualize. When we decide that what we want to do is create something, I am absolutely convinced that in order to do so and keep it, I must give something. Wherever I go in whatever sacred text throughout the world, there is going to be the equivalent to karma, or what I sow is what I reap. What I learned is when... I'm sorry?
Well, you know, but that just is very basic energetics, where there has to be a give and receive and a dynamic between two different things, as opposed to just receiving, 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 or just giving, giving, giving.
It is. And, of course, therein is the difference that I would have, or you obviously have, with the view that the universe is there for us to take whatever we want from it. Part of the problem in our society is that we're aimed at consumption. We're aimed at taking everything. When you talk to people today and you ask them what it is that's going to make them happy, it's all about things. And when they have those things, and I'm sure you've dealt with a number of people that have those things, that doesn't make them happy.
I just go for the easy stuff, $1 million. $1 million. But, you know, it kind of defeats the purpose because I never get it.
Well,
I don't get it.
Well, I don't know about that. That's where choices and illusions starts out, you know.
Well, we're going to get into that.
When you look at people and you ask them why they make the choices that they make, or you take your $1 million model, I want to make $1 million. To make $1 million, you have to believe that you can make $1 million. So, and I've done this many, many times with precisely this, thousands of people around the world, in audiences, I ask, how many of you would like to make $1 million this year? Every hand goes up. All right, to make that $1 million, you know you must believe that you can make that $1 million. So what I want you to do is say to yourself sincerely, thoughtfully, as meaningfully as you can make it, this year I'm going to make $1 million. It takes less than a minute before there are smiles and giggles in the room, because there is back talk that says, sure, what are you going to do, rob a bank?
Win the lottery.
Yeah, win the lottery. You know, the bottom line is, if we had a Bill Gates there, $1 million isn't enough. There is no doubt in his mind that his income will not exceed that. When what we do is limit our decisions, our choices, our expectations according to parameters that are beneath what we desire, outside of what we desire, whether it's health or wealth or relationships. What we do is create the limitation. In a real sense, what I try to show in Choices and Illusions is analogous to this. People have been trained in such a way that they deal with choices in an alternative way, a multiple choice, A, B, C. The A, B, C are only three of the choices when there is an entire alphabet. But most of us are not aware of the alphabet. So I illustrate that with a simple story in the very beginning. You know, imagine that you're walking down the street in New York City, and it's a beautiful, glorious day. It's your first time there, and you've looked forward to it all of your life. And you're in an expensive area, and everything is very clean, high-rise condominiums, and from the third-floor balcony, a flower pot falls, strikes you on the head. Falls to the sidewalk, the charge scatter about, of course the dirt and the plant break out on the sidewalk. You've got a bump on your head, a bit of an abrasion, you can feel it swelling, but you're okay. Now you've got some choices. Thousands of people will give me the same, one of the three same answers, A, B, and C. Or they'll give me a multiple. Choice number one. I'm going to take this flower pot, and I'm going to take these pieces, and I'm going to take it up to that condo owner. I'm pounding on his door, and you know what I'm going to do with these. Of course, if I get up there and find that the fellow is a lineman for the New York Giants, maybe I change my mind. Well, choice number two. I just have been hurt by this. That was careless. That was reckless. I'm going to sue this fat cat. I mean, look at the place he lives in. This is a great opportunity for me to pick up some bucks. Now, I talked to a radio host in Detroit that said, yeah, I'm going to do both of those. Choice number three. I'm going to be metaphysical about this. I mean, after all, everything happens for a reason. There's going to be some good in it. I'm going to let it go. It's just a bump on my head. I'm just going to walk on down the street. I mean, after all, maybe the blow excited some neurons and I'll have some special enlightenment. What else could we do, Dr. Rita? You can't answer that because I know you read the book.
I can't.
No, but the answer is an obvious one, and this is just D in our multiple choice. There is an E and an F and on and on. I could, if my objective in life is to live long, to live happy, to have a healthy life, positive relationships, to feel good when I put my head on the pillow at night, to smile to myself and know that, you know, my life has a meaning, that I make a difference. I could pick up that flower, take it to a florist, have it repotted, return it to that owner, knock on his door. You know, your flower pot fell from the balcony. I wanted to repot it for you. There's no reason for the flower to wilt and die. It's such a beautiful flower. I hope the pot is okay. Now, that act is the pragmatic act that when I put my head on the pillow at night, I'm going to feel good about. The other acts are going to fill my system with all those chemicals that, for all intent and purposes, attack or immobilize my immune, my endocrine, and my ANS. So what's the wise decision?
To do the thing that's going to create joy in your body.
That's absolutely it. Why don't we think of those things?
Well, I think as a society, we're not taught that. You know, it's definitely about, like, eye for an eye, and, you know, we're not taught that there are other choices or to step outside the box.
You're absolutely right. And that's what I wanted to do with Choices and Illusions. I wanted to show you that the average person lives in a false-to-fact world in their head. And the choices that they're limited by have been voiced upon them and proscribed the kind of success and happiness, for that matter, often the belief they have about their wellness and therefore their wellness itself. You know, we go to school and we learn everything kind of axiomatically. So we learn that a noun is a name of a person, place, or thing. And nobody really ever spends the time to tell us that many, many, many nouns are not real. You know, they're not persons, places, and things. We just think we know that. And as soon as we've acquired that knowledge, well, then we have names for everything, and so we know what they are. So we know what electricity is because, well, as Alcoholics Anonymous say, you know, I don't need to know what it is. I flip the switch, and it comes on. You know, it lights my room. But in that process, I've lost the awe. I've lost what electricity means. I think I know what it is, but I don't know what it is. I've learned that 1 and 1 equals 2, and I'm absolutely shocked as an adult when you add a gallon of alcohol and a gallon of water, and it doesn't come out 2 gallons. I am shocked that it's not always true. I've learned things in such a rigid way that I fail to perceive what's obvious, and I perceive only what I expect to perceive. Indeed, in the book and on my website, choicesandillusions.com, I give you all kinds of illusions, including illusions that are still illusions, that when I look at them in a certain way and then turn away and look at a blank wall, they are moving, coming right out of the wall at me. What we see is not any more reliable than what we expect to see. What we think we know is definitely framed in a context. And if we were to digress and just think about it differently, a quick analogy to that is somebody knocks on your door. They say, I'm in a scavenger hunt, you know, and if you've got a 4x7 piece of wood, I tell you what, I'll split the prize with you. It's $10,000. So that's 5 big ones if you've got a 4x7 piece of wood. And you think, well, you know, I don't have any wood pile. Gee, I'm sorry, I can't help you. And you close your 4x7 wood door. If we stop and think of the possibilities, the alternatives, if we would get out of that box, we'd begin to see the choices that we can make that are in the intelligent choices that will indeed enrich our lives.
Well, you know, but as human beings, I don't know if people are aware of how many choices that we actually have. But, you know, from my own work in working with people, especially on emotional levels, you know, what I see, you know, because I'm a medical intuitive and I do a lot of health assessments, but really go into the psycho-spiritual aspects of why people get sick. And, you know, I find that there are things that limit their ability to make choices. You know, so what limits them, you know, from being able to see these other opportunities that you're talking about?
You know, I think, first of all, what happens is the way we are raised. Our maturation process isn't a lot different than what behavioral scientists call the imprinting that we would see if we raised a duckling with chickens. We're imprinted, and that imprinting process tells us or begins with what I call a no-don't syndrome. And that's just quite simply, don't do this, and no, you can't do this, and you're not smart enough for that, and you're too stupid, and you're ugly, and you're not pretty enough, and you're not handsome enough, you're not tall enough, you're too short, you're fat, we've all heard all those kinds of things from even our parents, maybe in a fit of anger. The most loving parents make mistakes, but definitely from peers. And as we grow up, we attempt then to minimize our pain and maximize our pleasure. And so we build all kinds of mechanisms, as you know, to avoid situations where we have been rebuked or humiliated or embarrassed and or scolded in some way that made us feel badly. And then we compensate. We turn in our compensation process, and typically every human being has 4 self-representations or more. Healthy human beings, 4 self-representations. The first is the so-called actual self. That's the self that is the real self. I think it's the real self. That's the me that's, you know, all the things that I've done that I'm not proud of, things that I might be ashamed of, things that I'm not going to tell anybody, things that
I... So is that like the authentic self?
Pardon?
Is that like the authentic self?
Well, no, because the authentic self would go beyond the actual self. The actual self can't really know itself as long as there are mechanisms that are there to protect the ego, because in order for those mechanisms to work, they have to hide things from you. So knowing your actual self is not really your authentic self. Your authentic self is beyond that. And it's a self very few people get to, because they don't stop and ask the question, who am I? They don't stop and look at who they are. Instead, they follow this schematization, the actual self, the ideal self. Now, you know, if I'd have been born in another life, I might have been John Wayne or Mother Teresa or Bill Gates, you know, the icon self. And the ought self, that self that is, you know, I was raised to believe I should do this, I ought to do this, I shouldn't do that. And the desired self, the self that says, you know, I would like to be like this, I would like to be more like that. And as we develop this schematization, we actually begin to fantasize scripts. And every child goes through that. We start fantasizing our scripts. We maybe stand even in front of a mirror, go ahead and make my day. I don't get even, I get evener, you know? Our role models we're taking right out of the media and right out of the entertainment. Very few of us have role models in our environment that we're using, and if we do, we're still going to incorporate large parts of the media. And as we fantasize these scripts, we begin to practice them. And we practice them over and over, and some adults still practice. And they practice right up to the day they leave this dimension and go elsewhere. And therein, by that I mean, they practice what they should have said or could have said or would have said in some conversation, in some dialogue, in some imaginary context in their head. And what they're practicing is not their authentic self. What they're practicing isn't even what they'd really like in life, happiness and joy. It is some role. It is some model out there, and as they practice it, they automatize it, and that becomes their belief. And the next thing you know, you're looking at them walking down the street, and they believe that they are what they have practiced to be. And that combines with this no don't and these mechanisms, and we end up so far from who we really are that it's no wonder most people will get somewhere in midlife and stop and say, is that all there is?
So did you find yourself in that place?
Yes, I did. And indeed, I believe Gerald Jampolsky, the physician who created the Attitudinal Healing Centers in Tiburon, has it absolutely right when he says, we teach what we want to learn. I was in a situation where I thought I had everything, and a friend of mine, associate, said I was doing some research on a cognitive technology, a dichotic masking technology, and using it in a lie detection agency with great success. And he happened to say to me, do you think this would work in a prison system? Do you think we could interrupt the recidivity rate and maybe lower hostility and aggression? It was worth trying, and I was going through some things at that time that were telling me that, you know, things aren't working. So we went out to the prison system, and we ran some extensive psychometrics, including the MMPI. It basically didn't learn anything that you didn't know going in. High scores in self and social alienation, so the individuals had low self-esteem. Their compensatory mechanism was, well, you did this to me, so I'm going to do it to you, or I'm going to do it to you before you do it to me. When we sat with these inmates and spent a good deal of time looking for a common denominator, we discovered something that, to me, to this day, is a turning point in my life. It is a significant issue in everything that we do, and indeed, when I'm through telling you about this, I can tell you how you get a free program just doing the same thing. We got a break?
We do. I'm Dr. Rita Louise. We're talking to Dr. Eldon Taylor. Author of Choices and Illusions from www.choicesandillusions.com, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
There's a healing and ascension tool that delivers real results faster than you ever dreamed possible. Guaranteed. Feel your body release those lingering physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual blockages. Sense a profound awakening to your next level of intuition and oneness with your higher self. Discover Archangel Metatron's Healing and Ascension CDs at AtlantisHealthCenters.com. Visit AtlantisHealthCenters.com today.
I'm Dr. Rita Louise, the host of Just Energy Radio and the founder of the Institute of Applied Energetics. Start a new career today on the leading edge of alternative health and healing. The Institute of Applied Energetics can help you develop the specialized skills you need to work as an energy medicine practitioner, intuitive counselor, or professional medical intuitive. Besides our outstanding technical instruction, our programs also support you in creating and building a successful business in this rapidly growing field. Be a catalyst for changing the way healthcare is done around the world. Contact the Institute of Applied Energetics right away or visit AppliedEnergeticsInstitute.com. You can get a copy of Dr. Rita's latest book, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, by visiting www.soulhealer.com. Get your copy today.
Are you involved in a new relationship that seems too good to be true? You know, there is an easy way to find out who you're dealing with. For over a decade, AmericaFind has provided its customers with information to make faster, safer, and smarter relationship decisions. Their background check service is a quick and inexpensive way to feel more secure about all your personal and professional relationships. AmericaFind will empower you with all the resources you need to check an individual's background and credibility. So before you say, I do, or hire a new babysitter or nanny, call AmericaFind. Know what you're getting into before you invest your heart, your money, or your time. Call us toll-free at 888-256-2155, and in less than 30 minutes, we'll give you peace of mind. Let AmericaFind tell you the truth.
Move past the crossroads in your life and discover alternative solutions to your deepest concerns at soulhealer.com. So whether it's a physical problem, an emotional issue, a question about work, or troubles in your relationships, naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise can help you. Bring peace, harmony, and health back into your life. Schedule a session today. Visit soulhealer.com right away and live the life you've been dreaming of.
Now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Hi, and welcome back to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and we're talking to Dr. Eldon Taylor, the author of the book, the new book, Choices and Illusion. And, Eldon, one of the topics that you talked about, which, you know, being in the healthcare profession, I thought was interesting. You did a study regarding the survival rate of cancer patients and the impact of what the doctor said to the patients as a part of their, I'm going to say, treatment, and how well they did after. Would you talk about that a little bit?
You know, of course I would. I want to get back to the prison system, but also we'll stop there and we'll go right to this study first. What I found the most, I suppose, disturbing part about this study is the point that you just brought out. But we ran a study on with patients, a number of different physicians. The criteria was every one of the patients had been determined to be terminal. They were therefore basically being sent home and, you know, told that, well, miracles can happen and we wish you the best. We had a interdiction, and it was a recorded program that was designed to change beliefs, self-belief, by entering the stream of consciousness, and it was this dichotic mass technology that you mentioned in the beginning of the show we call InnerTalk. But it was the interdiction, And the physicians that agreed to participate gave this program to their patient. At the time they gave it to them, they were either supportive about it or they weren't. Now, we didn't know that until 3 years later when we ran the follow-up study. As a result of the follow-up, this is what we learned. Every single patient who believed the mind had a role in wellness and whose physician supported that view believed the same, according to their own self-appraisal, every single one was in remission. However, every single patient who, irrespective of whether they believed the mind had a role in wellness or did not, whose physician did not believe the mind had any role, saw the body as purely mechanical, every single one of those patients was deceased.
I mean, I just find that fascinating. You know, it's not a study that I haven't heard, you know, I haven't heard literature like that or read literature like that. But, you know, since it's in your book, I just wanted to put that out there because it just puts out, we get so much programming from our doctors, from the media about this is good for us, this isn't good for us, this is how we're supposed to be, and we take that into ourselves as our belief and allow ourselves and our bodies to operate off of that. And I just...
We do.
It's just interesting.
And that is a part of the illusion we live under. It definitely is. The study was originally published in the Journal of Complementary Medicine in the United Kingdom.
Before we kind of take back off, we have a caller, and
okay.
I don't have a name, but no name caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi. What's your name?
This is Richard.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a
How
while.
How can we help you today?
Well, I've just got a curious question. I mean, I know you're talking about that there's different ways that you can look at things, and I'm just kind of curious. I mean, how would you go about... I mean, what's a pretty good idea on how to change hardwired thoughts, reactions, and beliefs? I mean, because you know you get things piled up on you and all of a sudden you just snap and react. I mean, what's a good way to kind of stop? Because I know that goes into your health and your everything else.
It definitely does. Richard, the body has two budgets, and you probably heard something like this from Dr. Rita.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the budgets is defense. The other budget is growth. When you become angry, upset, you go to defense. When you're fearful, when you're feeling shameful, when you have any and all of those negative emotions, you go to defense. We all know that that means that for all intent and purposes, we're compromising our immune system, our endocrine system, and our ANS system. So we're not just building catecholamines and other chemicals. We're literally shutting down the healthy operation of our body. Okay, now, with that analogy in mind, answer your question. I'm going to digress and take you back to the prison I was about to talk about. Were you there before we went to break, Richard?
Yes.
Okay. In the prison system, because what we found there is held true in everything we did, including the work with the cancer patients, in hospice centers with Fortune 500 executives, and for that matter with elite Olympic athletes. To the precise extent that you blame anyone or anything for what goes on in your life, you give away your self-power. You rob yourself of your self-responsibility. What we found in the prison system went like this. Ah, but for the grace of God, there go you. My daddy was an alcoholic. My mommy was a prostitute. The neighbor boy mainlined me when I was 8 years old. What would you do? Now, most of the stories were exaggerated, but even when you had an authentic story, and there were some very sad ones, you could have two brothers out of the same family. One was a surgeon, and the other one was in the prison system. So it wasn't just the stimulus. It was the choice. What we did in the prison system was we had to undo the blame. As long as you're blaming, you're reacting. Like you say, things build up and then you go off. You have to convolute that model. You have to turn it inside out in order to start thinking about it differently. So what we did is we went after, and this was 25 years ago, before all the solid research has come out to show just the power of immunizing yourself, your mind, your body, your relationships, etc. with this, we created three messages. I forgive myself. I forgive all others. I am forgiven. Now, I'm aware this pushes some buttons because there are people out there that just don't believe that they should forgive everybody. But there are two ways to be tied up in the world. One is somebody binds you physically. The other is you attach a thread to your doorknob and refuse to pull it hard enough to break it or untie it. And that's what these old beliefs are. They're just threads. So when we hang on to the belief that it's okay to get even, or that it's not my fault, not my responsibility, somebody else did this to me, or this event was caused by, you know, my son said this to my wife, what would you do? You see, when we look at how we're going to blame everything, we're looking at how we can displace responsibility. In order to take responsibility, we have to forgive everything. We have to turn the model inside out and look at how can, what choice can I make? How can I take a bad situation and make it a good situation? Not react to it, but instead look at the situation with what can I bring to this situation to improve it? Does that make
Richard,
sense to you?
You know, and I'm going to kind of add on this last little piece that Eldon just talked about. You know, to really start making changes in your life and changing the choices, you need to start to become aware of the choices that you're making. And so if the awareness is, well, this makes me feel good, well, then that's a good choice. And if it makes me feel negative or contracted or angry or rageful or whatever that emotion is, you know, you need to start recognizing the impact of the choice so that you can have more of an awareness, because then it puts you in a place where you're making more of a conscious choice, you know, and an aware choice. And so even though in that moment you might find yourself in anger, be grateful that you're at least finding yourself in the anger so that the next time that situation poses itself, you can make a different choice.
That's
basically
right,
if something happens,
I would add to that. The gratitude attitude is the magic bullet for how you can look at these things, I mean, with some responsibility. If you decide that you're just going to say, everything that comes to me for some good. You're just going to say that pragmatically. And most of us, if we look back 20, 25 years later, we can see that. We can see that it has come to us for some good. If you just take that attitude, I'm going to be grateful for everything that comes to me. As hard as that may seem, it becomes easier every time. Now, this forgiveness program I mentioned, Richard, if you go to my website, choicesandillusions.com, click on forgiveness, you can get it free as a download or free as a CD. That's the place. I mean, we believe that that is so important that that's the place you begin everything, because it's only there that you're no longer looking at what happened in your life and saying, well, this happened and that's why I did that.
So did that answer your question, Richard?
Yes, it did. I definitely appreciate it.
Well, great. Thanks for calling, and call back again later.
All righty, will do.
Or
thank you.
Time. Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And so you have a question for Eldon, I didn't ever give out the number, which seems to be like an ongoing thing. The number is 888-863-2722. Okay, anyway. So let me ask a question. So the forgiveness thing that you were talking about, the forgiveness program, that's available for anyone that's possibly listening to download
everyone
off your website?
It has been. We've given it away now for almost 15 years. I mean, you asked me, did I have my own epiphany? Did I discover for myself that things were empty? Yes. In that prison system, talking to these inmates, what I heard coming from them, their blame, their anger, their get even, that was me. I wasn't in the prison system, but that was who I was. It was no wonder, you know, that nothing in my life worked for me. Goodness gracious, you know. And so taking the information that we developed in the prison system and then in running a good double-blind study, we not only lowered hostility and aggression rates, but we did interrupt the recidivity rate. It was so successful, it was cloned out to a number of other prisons. But we then took it to many other areas, as you heard me tell Richard. And in all those areas, it made incredible difference. The idea that I suddenly am responsible, that empowers me. That gives me the right to do something myself that is proactive. And I wanted
But it goes along, right, with that whole thing of, you know, we create situations that we live through, like this prison situation for you, so that we could have our life experience, both positive and negative, be reflected back to us so that we can make a different choice. You know, if we're looking at people and going, oh, my God, that's me, you know, but there's
true.
An unawareness about it. You know, now it gave you the opportunity to, one, work on yourself and then use that as a vehicle for helping other people.
You know, there is that saying, what we resist, we become. What we see out there that we don't like, that's usually who we are. And you're absolutely right. And that is a mirror on ourselves that helps us grow, or it furthers our resistance, and we make the same silly choices over and over and over again that, you know, get us nowhere. And I wanted to add, if I could, Dr. Rita.
Sure.
You know, there are four cornerstones that we believe are the way to a better life, and they're very simple, and I don't believe that they're revolutionary. They've been written about since time immemorial. You can find them in the sacred literature everywhere in some way, shape, or form. You can find it in just common sense. But most people, you know, we may acknowledge it, but it's like having all the numbers to a combination lock. Until we have them ordered in a certain way, the lock doesn't open. But once they're ordered, you know, we open the lock real easy. So these four corners, in my opinion, we have found to be how you unlock the lock, whether it was in studies with like cancer remission or attention deficit hyperactive disorder or clinical depression or accelerated learning environments and test taking. In all these different areas, these four corners to better life, better relationships, more success, etc., begin with forgiveness, go to gratitude. That encourages and develops the self-responsibility. And then we add the fourth corner, service. I had a young woman come into my office years ago that had been referred to me, and when I looked at the intake papers, I saw that her first therapist was probably, in my opinion, the finest psychiatrist to live in the 20th century. And I looked at that and I thought, well, if he couldn't help this woman, what on earth can I do? And I mean that in total humility. There's nothing that I can do. I should send her away, I guess. Inspiration visited me, if you will. We have another one?
Yeah, we have another break.
All right.
I was hoping you could, finish the story really fast.
All
okay.
Right.
I'm Dr. Rita Louise. We're here talking to Eldon Taylor from ChoicesAndIllusions.com, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
Are you feeling stuck and unsure which way to turn on your path? Do you lack focus and direction in life? Do you feel something is missing? So what do you want? A better job? Your dream home? More money? Your ideal mate? Dakara has practical tools to assist you. Schedule a session today to get clear about what you truly desire to deliberately create the life you want. For more information, visit ManifestingConsultant.com or call toll-free 1-800-813-3877.
Start the year off right by visiting LivingGrocery.com. Experience the miracle of real nutrition as it helps you to lose weight and improve your overall health. Don't mess with pills or capsules. We provide the highest quality, all-natural, organic foods that come ready to eat. And best of all, it's delivered straight to your door. Visit livinggrocery.com now and experience your own amazing transformation. Hi, I'm Dr. Rita Louise, the host of Just Energy Radio. There's no greater blessing in the world than your good health. Science is now showing that simply eating a high-quality diet doesn't provide us with all the nutrition we need. Doctors recommend we supplement our diets with products derived from whole food concentrates. And one of the most complete and nutritious whole foods found on the earth are little microscopic plants called marine phytoplankton, which can be found in a product called Frequency. I've been taking Frequency every day for about 6 months now, and I feel more energized and full of life. If you're ready to make a difference in your health, I encourage you to try Frequency and see what it can do for you. To learn more about Frequency and other amazing whole food natural products direct from Mother Nature, please visit productsforthesoul.com.
You want to host your own radio talk show? You provide the voice and the content. We do all the rest. www.innerstreamsradio.com for more information.
Are you in the middle of a messy divorce? Do you think your spouse is trying to hide money, possessions, or property from you? Call America Fine today. America Fine will give you an accurate picture of your spouse's assets. We can help you locate any hidden bank accounts, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or safety deposit boxes that have been concealed from you in the courts. The reality is, the court can only divide what it knows exists. Be smart and take control of your future. Make sure everything is put on the table before you step into the courtroom. Just call us today, toll free at 888-256-2155. And in less than 24 hours, we'll give you peace of mind. Let America Fine help you get the fair judgment you deserve.
Hi, I'm James Othayanchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio. Listen to Dr. Rita's Soul Healer Moment live each third Sunday night of the month on Feet to the Fire. www.feettofire.com for more information. And now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Hi, and welcome back to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and we're here talking to Dr. Eldon Taylor from ChoicesAndIllusions.com. So, Eldon, you were in the middle of telling a story?
Here we are. This young woman's in my office. She is clinically depressed. She, for all intent and purposes, attempted suicide multiple times. Self-flagellation is almost a regular thing. She's on heavy pharmacology. And I'm seeing her concurrently by referral, and I'm looking at her intake papers and see that, you know, she has had a psychiatrist that I think is the finest one ever. And I have absolutely nothing in my mind, in my armamentarium, that I can think of to do for this woman. When something visits me, and I'll think of it as inspiration. And I essentially gave her assignments, homework, if you will. We agreed on a 10-week therapy. It would be a brief therapy. We would see each other 1 hour once a week, unless there was some emergency, and she would have homework, and she had to do the homework or all bets were off. And the homework was this simple. She'd come in and tell me whatever she wanted, but her homework, week one, was to do a good deed for anyone. Had to do one. It was a simple one. Didn't matter what it was, help somebody across the street, give somebody a couple of pennies in the 7-Eleven that was shortchanged. It didn't matter, just one good deed. What did matter is she had to write it in a diary when she went to bed at night. She had to focus on how she felt, how the person responded, revivify the experience before she closed her eyes and went to sleep. Bring the diary with her the next week. She had to do that every single day. Week two, it was two. Week three, three. By week five, we were doing five. That's all I asked of her. She didn't do any more on out to the 10 weeks. But by week five, we had to do one for someone where there was some enmity felt. Perhaps we thought they didn't like us or we didn't like them. It was an uncomfortable situation. And again, write it in the diary. Revivify the experience before going to sleep and take that into our dreams. By the end of week 10, she was off of almost all pharmacology. she had moved from clinically to non-clinically depressed, according to psychometric instruments. I know the woman. I followed the woman for some time. It changed her life. Her depression was due, as many people's are, to the fact that they feel worthless. Life has no meaning, and then we get focused on all the things that might happen in life, and it runs down our body, and we start thinking that maybe we'll be a bag lady, or we'll be abandoned, and we withdraw more and more. What happened when she started giving was her entire life changed. She had value. She saw that by giving, by bringing something to every day special, by just turning that attention, that focus in that direction, that when she put her head on the pillow at night, she had what I call a warm, fuzzy feeling. Life mattered. She mattered. Life was good. Life was everything in her life changed. Her relationships improved. Her career, she couldn't, you know, hold a career improved. Everything. It's a wonderful young woman who got started just on the wrong foot, making the wrong choice at a certain point in time, and then spiraled downhill. But by adding that one element, service, to whatever you do, you can be a plumber, a mechanic, a car salesman, you can be a radio talk show host, you can be a physician, and it doesn't, if you look at what you do in your life every single day with, I'm going to do my very best to serve whoever I serve, my customer, my client, my patient, to serve them, not me, not make money, not close sales, but to serve them, to help them. Everything in your life changes. Everything in your life changes.
And I can't agree with you anymore.
And that's the principle that is missing in some of these elements where we opened, like The Secret. What we sow, it is... You're about vibration. You know as well as I do that the vibration of consciousness is a very real, measurable vibration. When we look at EEGs or we look at brainwave activity in terms of beta and alpha, et cetera, we can see signatures that have the appearance of emotion attached to them. At subtle energy levels, science is pretty convinced that there is an attached energy. We measure that through the body electrically and chemically when we look at what anger does to us. Changing that frequency is probably the fastest way in the world to attract a like frequency in just a physical sense.
And I agree that's true. I think with the law of attraction in particular, it's like people also don't take into consideration of what they really need. It's like, well, you know, I'd like the $1 million, but, you know, I don't really need the $1 million. And even though there's kind of this cursory desire, you know, like if somebody wanted to give me $1 million, I'd take it. But there's still not this underlying need that needs to be satisfied according to Maslow's laws.
Right. I totally concur. I mean, the fact is we're out there still consuming. We haven't stopped to ask that first principle, that old, old question, who am I? What am I here for? So, you know, there have actually been studies where we look at people that have won lotteries. They win their millions in plural. And we look at them 5 years, 3 years, 10 years later, they are miserable, they aren't happy, they have lost the money, they've been, you know, all kinds of horror stories. You know, the bottom line comes down to an old Sufi saying, when you know the difference between the container and the contents, you know all. You know, we tend to look at ourselves as a container. And the container is driving the car, and the container is buying the house, and the container is combing its hair, and the container is on a diet, and the container is, instead of looking at the contents, that part of us that is the quintessential self.
Well, I think a lot of people are afraid to look at that, because then they'll find out that they're not their real self, or I forget the word that you use. And there's just all these layers of masking that's sitting over who they really are. And if they look, they might see.
I share with you both the idea that they're afraid of that, but I am an eternal optimist in the courage and the nature of humanness. Every human being I have ever met may be afraid, but really desires to actualize that higher self.
And I agree. And I think that's a perfect note to end on. Perfect.
Okay.
Well, Eldon, it has been a pleasure having you on the show and talking about your book. I think it's, you know, really excellent. And we'll have to have you back on down the road sometime.
I'd love it. It's New York Times bestseller, so go get one.
Okay. So, stay tuned. We're going to have David Serrata here.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages. Are you getting your greens? Now you can have your greens and drink them too with Innerfood by Inner Health Botanicals. Innerfood promotes health and boosts energy with nature's finest superfoods. Innerfood is 70% organic and 100% natural without fillers and is a whole food product totally assimilated by the body. Innerfood is spirulina, chlorella, dulse, kelp, spinach, alfalfa, barley, wheatgrass, rosehip, beetroot, and much more in real amounts, not just a sprinkle to fill out an inflated but important list of ingredients. Just mix a tablespoon in your protein shake or in your favorite fruit juice and you are good to go and go and go. Other greens on the shelf typically weigh 300 grams and sell for between $35 and $70. Innerfood is a full 400 grams, 33% more, for $39.95 plus shipping. Simply go to our website, innerstreamsradio.com, and click on any InnerHealth Botanical banner and you're ready to order. Or call 866-762-9238 and be sure to mention you heard them on InnerStreams Radio. Innerfood, building health from the inside out. Most people think of addictions relating to drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. However, obsessive-compulsive actions taken to excessive levels have the same biochemical goal. They stimulate the creation of natural feel-good hormones, but at a cost that causes more harm in the long run. And prescribed drugs are often many times more dangerous and addictive than the symptoms they aim to treat. AddictionSupplements.com have proven supplements that supply the brain with the nutrients it needs to naturally rebalance the biochemical system, which is the real cure for the real cause. AddictionSupplements.com has cutting-edge supplements designed by real science and real doctors, such as Dr. Charles Gant, MD. Interested in turning your life around? Point your browser to AddictionSupplements.com.
Hello, how can I confuse the hell out of you with complex rate offers and rip you off for some more money?
Huh? I was calling to see how I could save money.
Get real. This is a corporation whose sole purpose is to make money on you, not save money for you.
Some phone companies bury their profits in complex savings plans. Others charge you flat rates for unlimited calls and then bank on you using less minutes, which ends up increasing your real price per minute cost. And if you use more minutes than they deem customary, you may be moved up to a higher rate. The solution is Invincible Phone Cards. From our website, you simply enter where you're calling from and where you're calling to. In seconds, there's a comprehensive, easy-to-read comparative chart empowering you to choose your real savings. You pay what you see, and you see what you save. In minutes after payments, you get your toll-free access and PIN numbers in your email. www.invphone.com. Invincible Phone Savings with Invincible Phone Cards. invphone.com.
70 million Americans suffer from sleep deficit. I'm James Afayanchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio, and I'd like to tell you about Earth Pulse Magnetic Field Supplementation. While using the Earth Pulse device, I found that I drifted off to sleep faster, I slept deeper, and I woke up more refreshed, and it does much, much more. Call them right now at 888-211-7888 or check out their website at www.earthpulse.net.
But wait, there's more. When you buy a new digitally programmed Earth Pulse version 4 magnetic supplementation device and use the special Feet to the Fire coupon code F2F, you'll receive an instant $50 savings. No rebates to get lost in the mail. Just $50 more in your pocket on your way to better health.
888-211-7888 or check out their website at earthpulse.net and use the special Feet to the Fire coupon code F2F. Earth Pulse. Deeper, more restful sleep, or your money back.
You are listening to Inner Streams Radio. Streaming from the inside out.